On this episode of Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, I talk about how I lost 40 pounds in just 6 weeks by fixing my own health.
Trust me, I'm a doctor. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Hello, podcasties. You're listening to Trust Me, I'm a Doctor, the podcast meant to educate, inspire, and empower people like you to add more years to your life and life to your years. I'd like to remind you that this podcast is meant for educational purposes only and does not constitute medical advice of any kind. On today's episode, you'll probably hear a lot of background noise because I'm walking around beautiful Sarasota. Our weather's perfect right now. And I just want to enjoy the day and help you all in the process. So on today's episode, I'm going to talk about how I gained a ton of weight myself and how I got to lose it over a 6 week period. And so, but this all goes back to about 1987. I was 15 years old. And I got in a motorcycle accident. And I was kind of a kid that played a lot of sports, was in a lot of activities. And when I broke my leg in this motorcycle accident, it kind of put a big hindrance on my life. I was home for about 9 weeks because of this accident. And what it did is I had to sit in home. I had to lay in bed most of the time. I was just eating because I was depressed. I couldn't go out and play the sports, football and baseball, the things that I was doing at the time. And I couldn't be around my friends because I was like super social. And these things really, it got really depressing for me at these times because of all this going on. And I couldn't socialize. Nobody was around. Everybody was in high school. And nobody was really visiting me. A few of my really close friends did, but for the most part, I was kind of like a loner. And for being an extrovert, this was super hard for me. And during this 9 week period, I gained like 30 something pounds. I was like a buck 60, buck 65. And then I bumped up to like 193, 195. And so when I went back to school, I was quite fat compared to when people had seen me just 9 weeks prior. And so I had trouble with this for years, like my whole time through high school. I roughly remained somewhere between 193 and 198. I was able to keep that, but I wasn't able to lose that, which was even more depressing because I never wanted to take off my shirt anymore. And I was kind of body shaming myself at the time, as I'm sure happens with a lot of people when they gain weight, especially when you're a teenager, you start getting ashamed of your body. And so I was finding myself wearing t-shirts more when I was playing sports. I wanted to be on the shirts team, not on the skins team. And, you know, it was just frustrating and embarrassing. And got into college and I was able to roughly maintain right around the same weight to college. In college, got lucky in that, even though, you know, usually people put on that freshman 10 or freshman 15 in weight. I might have done that, but I was able to get it back off fairly successfully until my senior year. And that's when I met my first true love, Joyce. And Joyce and I met at a one of her sorority events, and just fell in love instantly. But one of the things that happened was I was drinking quite a bit my senior year in college, and Joyce and I lived right, next to an Outback Steakhouse, so we constantly went out to eat all the time. And there happened to be a Dairy Queen down the street, which wasn't good as well. And so, yeah, we walked there, but we put on like, we ate like several thousand calories of just junk at the time. And I ended up gaining about 50 pounds my senior year in college. So now I'm up to about 248, 250, somewhere in there. And I go off to chiropractic school. And I actually got a cell phone because, you know, it's 1995 and cell phones are really starting to take off, but the bills are still really kind of high. And I want to talk to my true love. And so I talked to her every day, and my phone bills were through the roof. Like, they were like $400 a month, cell phone bills. And there were no unlimited plans at the time, and I think it was like over 10 cents a minute. It was like somewhere between 10 and 15 cents a minute, and we would talk hours. And so my cell phone bills would be like 400 something dollars a month, and it just got really literally outrageous. So much so that I couldn't afford food really about my last month of this each semester. And so during the semester, after the first semester, I ended up starving myself for about a whole month, but all I could really afford was canned tuna fish and salad fixings and maybe some rice. That was about it. The cheapest things I could find. And that was, you know, it'd be amazing what you'd be amazed what you could do with soy sauce too. But when you start using flavorings and using all that, but I would like literally the last month of every semester, I would actually just almost like starve. I'd be in a massive fast just because I couldn't afford anything more than water. And so during that first semester, I lost all that 50 pounds. I actually came back. I think I lost close to 60 pounds, and I was back to like high school weight. You know, I was in those 190s again, looking good, looking, doing well. And I was able to maintain that. And then in 1997, Joyce and I actually got married. And, 98, sorry. And during 1998, we got married. And what happens when you get married? You actually end up starting putting on weight. Well, at least most people do. Not everybody does, but most people do. And so that's what actually happened. I started putting on weight again, and it started on the honeymoon. We went on a cruise, and I ended up putting on like 10 pounds. And then I never saw below 200. For a long, long time. And no matter how much I try and dieted and exercised, you know, she and I would do it together as partners, and it just didn't work. Like I couldn't get below that 200 mark. And though I was a little bit more comfortable with my body, I still wasn't quite comfortable enough. And in 2003, Joyce was diagnosed with cancer, stage 4 colorectal cancer. And for 4.5 years of the stress of having to take her to chemo and radiation and surgeries and having these medical bills that were, you know, chemotherapy alone was $14,000 to $17,000 every 2 weeks for almost 4 years. And then we have these surgeries that were, you know, $500,000 to $1 million, and the intensive care bills and all this stuff. And it's just all this added up, and I was a new doctor who had $100,000+ in loans, $125,000 in loans, and a new house, you know, new to us, our first house, which was in about $125,000. And then I had these mounting medical bills, and that stuff just kept on adding up. And I ended up having like 6 businesses, and I had a bad experience with a partner in one of those businesses, and then Joyce's cancer kept on spreading. It just, like, the stress kept adding and adding and adding up, and I was putting in close to 100 hours a week working, and I'm also a full-time caregiver, so I'd be lucky if I had like 3-4 hours sleep a night. And the stress kept on adding up and adding up, and I kept on putting on more weight. And then I'd fluctuate somewhere between, oh, probably between 230, 235, and then I'd say maybe 250, 255. And again, start body shaming. And then in 2008, I ended up losing Joyce to an infection due to chemo and radiation. And it hit me hard, super hard. And I went into some severe depression. And what do a lot of people do during depression? They end up gaining weight. However, one of my best friends, Jeff, actually got me into the gym. I started exercising, trying to eat right. but even going through like 5 years of severe depression, I could never break the 213 mark. I was working out, exercising, eating right, but I could feel my health still declining. And I didn't want to be like my father, who at 50 years old had a heart attack, actually multiple heart attacks, and not know if I was going to be around anymore. I always wanted to have children, but Joyce and I weren't able to. And so these kind of things were just, I don't know, stressors in my life and things that I had to think about and were constantly, I don't know, messing with my head. And so, no matter what I did, you know, I would try certain diets. I'd do good in them, but then I'd yo-yo back up. I'd plateau and yo-yo back up. And I know how frustrating that is for people because it happens all the time. I see it happen, seen it happen with people that come to me and ask me for help. And I've experienced myself, so I'm there. I know what people have gone through and what they feel like. And then about 2015, I was contacted by a friend, and we were talking on the phone, my colleague, Jim, and Jim and I were talking, and we're really good friends, and so we were talking about weight loss and all that, and then the aha moment kind of happened at that time. The light bulb went off, and I realized, like, you know what, the only way I'm going to successfully lose the weight I want to and be able to keep it off is to actually get my body healthy first. Because from what I've seen, I see people all the time do diets and then yo-yo back up and do a diet and then yo-yo back up or don't get any success with the diet. And there are multiple things, having taken functional medicine, which is finding and fixing the actual root cause of a disease or a disease process in people, finding the imbalances that are causing their health to be out of balance and causing symptoms like weight gain. Having studied this, my aha moment kind of went off. I was like, shit, I need to actually get healthy in order to lose weight and to keep it off. So what I did is I actually hired coaches. I actually hired Jim as a coach, and I actually hired a life coach, actually a few life coaches, and I worked with them. I worked on my body and my mind and really getting it in optimal, getting those things in optimal running condition. And I worked on my hormones and strengthened up all my organs and tissues and detoxified my body and use these coaches as a form of accountability. And I did these things, and as I did these things and I really went through this and went through a whole bunch of processes, I actually started getting healthy. I mean, on the first day, I actually noticed a boost in energy. Like, now I now have 7 children, but at the time I had 5 children. And when I was going through this, like, I would actually dread going home because I felt like I had no energy to keep up with my kids. And I would actually take a nap in my office before I'd go home. And that very first day when I started making the changes and doing the things that I needed to do, I actually started getting bursts of energy. Like, it was literally 6 p.m. and I was like, oh man, what time is it? Like 3? Like, I'm gonna start getting tired soon. I'm gonna have to take a nap. But I noticed I wasn't getting tired. And I looked down, it was like 6 o'clock. And I'm like, usually I'm tired at like 3 o'clock. I just like, this felt incredible. And so I started working on these things, my body and my mind, to get these things better. And as I got better, I started rapidly losing weight. I mean, I was losing about a pound or 2 pounds of body fat a day. And it was working so well. You know, I put my mother on this, on a similar program, and then I became her coach. And I put my brother and I put a whole bunch of people I knew on this program, and I saw results just like I was getting. Like, women get like lose a half pound to a pound a day of body fat. Guys lose a pound to 2 pounds a day, up to those numbers. But people were getting better. And but along the way, even as I'm going through this and I'm helping others go through this, I know there's, I come up with like these roadblocks along the way, like going out. What am I going to eat when I go out? Because I don't have control like I do when I'm at home. How about attending family meals? Same thing. Like, I have a wheat sensitivity and it causes me to inflame. It causes asthma in me, and it causes irritable bowel, and it causes a host of other things to occur that are autoimmune conditions due to my wheat. So I have to be able to control that. Like, how about people that just sabotaging you and feeding you stuff because they think you don't have this as a problem, or they're trying to naysay you while you're going through it. I understand that. So I developed tools and ways of, I learned tools and ways of helping myself and helping others as they go through these things, and learning how to coach them better and getting coached better myself, to be able to overcome these barriers, these obstacles. And then I just stuck to it. You know, I stuck to it really good. I did it for, I mean, I lost weight in 6 weeks. I got down 40 pounds. I was down to like 193, which I hadn't seen since I was probably like a sophomore, close to a sophomore in high school. And I got back down to 193, even took it down to 183. I thought I looked a little too skinny at that point, and then put the weight back on. And so since then, I've helped hundreds, probably nearly 1,000 people lose that amount of weight, lose 20 to 40 pounds in just a 6 week period. And it's because of helping them get healthy and realizing that you have to be healthy first in order to be successful at weight loss and keeping it off. Now, I will tell you, and I invite you to a program that I'm putting together right now. It's a free video program that'll help you get your body healthy and lose weight. And so just be on the lookout for that. It's gonna be coming out in the next few weeks. I'll have links up as it relates to it, so you can enjoy the videos and get inspired to make the changes and get healthy yourself so you can lose weight too. I mean, I was able to help 602 people over a 2 year period, over 24 months, lose 16,344 pounds of body fat. And one guy even got off the heart transplant list. So, I mean, just some incredible results. A lot of people reversing their diabetes, a lot of people getting off their blood pressure medications. Their doctors were just amazed. Some doctors even consulted with me themselves. They had their wives come in. And so it's just really incredible to see that when you do things the right way, you get the right results. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed the show today. If you do like it, share it, tag a friend. Don't keep it a secret. Spread it out, please. I want people to know more about this and how they can help themselves. And until next time, I'm Dr. Sean Stringer. Peace.
Doctor?
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 Doctor.
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 And doctor.
Well, we miss anyone?
Slower is better. Trust me. I'm a doctor.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.